Season's greetings, Mrs. Claus here. My better half and his army of elves are getting ready to hit the home stretch on this season's work. And while bringing joy to little boys and girls everywhere warms their hearts, the best part of this whole shebang for them is listening to Pop-Up Filmcast's 12 Days of Pop-Up. Every weekday between December 9th and Christmas Eve, Keith and Derek put smiles on elf ears and make hubby's belly jiggle like a bowl full of jelly. There will be 12 guests talking about a dozen movies from the same number of genres, each with more holiday flair than a bottomless box of fate-supplied movies full of magical reindeer poop. Seriously, whatever they feed them to make them fly really does a number on their tummies. Anywho, make sure to check out the Pop-Up Filmcast's 12 Days of Pop-Up, starting Thursday, December 9th. And not to seem threatening, but those who don't get put on the naughty list. I'm Mrs. Claus, I can make that happen.
I don't really think this is necessary, but I'm going to do something that really Keith seems to be obsessed with. And you and I are going to do a synchronized clap.
Why does he have people synchronized clap? He doesn't edit. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. Adam is not here today. Instead, I have another terrific guest. He's a fellow member of the Podfix Network and a man of many talents. Please welcome the always entertaining Chad Brockbrader.
Hey, man. Are we already recording? I mean, I know. You can... It's just, it's kind of awkward. I don't, cut this if you can. I thought this was podcast 42.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my person scheduled this and said, and just put on my schedule Chris's podcast. And I was like, oh, awesome. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Hey, man, what's up, man? So happy to be here. Thank you. It's like, I've been like nervous all day because I like love the show so much. Like the whole like Ed Asner death clock thing. That's awesome, man. Thanks, man.
So you're saying you thought this was podcast 42?
Yeah, no, it's cool, man. No, it's This Week Today, man. I'm here, man. We're on it. I never thought that.
So when you said you were nervous all day and super excited.
Yeah, like, because like you and I have like known each other for like a minute. Like, well, like as the kids say, a minute, not really like 1 minute. But we're, you know, you get it. No, I've been excited. I listen all the time. It's awesome, man. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay. All right. So it's not just that you thought you were on a different Chris's podcast.
Yeah.
You found out you're on.
Yeah, I mean, Podfix, Chris's, I mean, it's just there's a lot of Chris's happening there. There's a lot of Chris action happening at Podfix. So, no, it's cool. This is even better. I'm like, you know, it's a podcast 42. Come on, this is like Gravity Beard territory. This is like, come on now. I don't want to hang out in Elon Musk's spaceship. I'm going to hang out with Toph and talk about... What are you talking about on here again? Is this the sports one? It's not the sports one, right?
No. This is not that. We're not going to be talking about sports. Oh, okay. Did you want to talk about sports?
No. We're good.
Okay.
I'll leave that to the experts. I'm sorry.
Why don't we get started? Take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Unless you want to do something else.
No, that's fine. We can jump right in.
Well, then today is Gingerbread House Day. Tomorrow is Pick a Pathologist Pal Day. Tuesday is Monkey Day. Wednesday is National Wear Your Pearls Day. Thursday is National Twin Day. Friday is Mud Day. And Saturday, you can wrap up this week of very confusing days of celebration with National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
That's not real.
Every one of those is real.
No, I mean, I'm just... This is like the week to be canceled.
We stopped doing it a couple months ago, but I used to take on a challenge where I would combine all the days into one big holiday, one big celebration.
Mm.
I'm going to issue that challenge to you, and I want you to describe what you could do to combine all seven of these.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so it is today, this day, right now, as you are listening, I want everybody to put a plunger on your head. Rub some mud on your face. Maybe it'll look like poo, I don't know. And then you've got to find a pal who is not only a pathologist, but they are a twin. You have to have a pathologist that has a twin, and they want to be your pal. Give them a pearl necklace and a pet monkey like the Super Twins, and then go live happily ever after in a gingerbread house. That's what you're supposed to do today.
Oh, not bad. That's not bad. See, I thought you were going to get tripped up, and I was going to step in and say, have both of them dressed up in monkey suits and build gingerbread houses together.
That would be like, that would be a more wholesome ending to it than just, I don't know why I'm making people get married and live happily ever after, but you know, yeah, you can dress up like monkeys and build gingerbread houses. That's a little more, mine was a little more forever. Yours is just like, let's go have a day together. I'm like, this is your life now.
All right. Well, with that, Chad.
Yes.
Why don't we turn our attention to this weekend? History.
Oh, and it's such a historic week. There's so much that happened. Like, you ready for this?
Yes.
You're not ready for this. 1773, this week, this very week, Boston Tea Party. Not much of a party, but Boston Tea Party. In 1911, Roland Amundsen becomes the first explorer to reach the South Pole. The South Pole. This guy was like progressive because he went to the South Pole. Nobody wants to go to the North Pole in December and see Santa. He's busy. We're not bothering him. In 1913, the stolen Mona Lisa, I'm doing bunny ears around that, was recovered in Florence. That's Italy. 1925, Madison Square Garden's formally opens with an NHL game. It was the New York Americans, and they lost to the Montreal Canadiens 3-1, which is a high-scoring hockey game. I do know that much about sports. In 1932, the first NFL playoff game is played indoors. Do you know who played against each other? Yeah, it was the Chicago Bears. And they defeated the Portsmouth Spartans, who don't exist anymore. 9-0. That's a boring NFL game right there. 9-0. 1977, Saturday Night Fever premiered in L.A.
Were you there for that?
I remember going to see that film, that motion picture, at a drive-in. I don't know. It was probably then, but I would have been 3. So I don't remember it, but I do remember vaguely going to see Saturday Night Fever as a 3-year-old at a drive-in.
You really did? At 3, you went and saw it?
Swear to God, I did.
You act like such an old man, but you and I are the exact same age.
I know. I was like, let me tell you about the good old days going to see Saturday Night Fever in a at a drive-in. I do remember going and seeing Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip at a drive-in, too. Might have been the same night. I don't know. But anyway, in 2000, the Texas 7 broke out of prison. Or is a prison break? The Texas 7.
Yep. That's right.
That's your neck of the woods, right?
It is. It is okay. My neck of the woods.
Like, maybe not like your direct neck of the woods, but...
It would have been the Texas 8, but I was like, nah, you guys go ahead.
Oh, okay. Texas 7 sounds better than the Texas 8.
Well, they were like, come on, Toph, go with us. And I just moaned and kind of grumbled and rolled over and went back to sleep.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's oatmeal day tomorrow.
Right, exactly. It's mother's meatloaf. I can't pass that.
You go. You have fun. Crazy right. kids.
I rustled one of their hairs. I pinched another one's cheek. Said, yeah. Good luck, fellas.
Good luck, fellas. Have a good one. So that is This Week in History. A lot of things happened.
Oh, by the way, the Portsmouth Spartans, mm-hmm. they became the Detroit Lions.
Well, there you go. Some things never change.
And with that, it's time for the news with Adam's favorite jingle.
I love that jingle.
Hi, Chad. So a woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight allegedly began to breastfeed her pet cat mid-flight and refused to stop after getting caught.
Like you do.
Yeah, I was going to open up with a question and say, you know, Chad, have you ever gotten caught breastfeeding a cat on a flight somewhere?
No, I haven't. But I used to live in West Hollywood. That's Tuesday. That's just a Tuesday. In West Hollywood.
That place is just overrun with people breastfeeding cats?
Well, just... That's just kind of, you know, a Tuesday. It's you might see somebody breastfeeding a cat sitting on the side of the road. You might see some guy stripping down to what you think is his underwear. But no, he's just wearing a diaper and he's probably in his mid-40s. I can't speak for California and West Hollywood and the things they do, but it's bizarre. Yes. If this was a flight that originated in California, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it wasn't. It went from Syracuse to Georgia, but in any case, and that also reminds me of a sight that I saw with my family when we were in South Beach a few years ago, when I saw a guy who was just wearing a very small pair of shorts. He had a feather boa, some sunglasses, a tall hat, and a large snake around his neck, riding a Segway.
Was it Hulk Hogan?
It was not Hulk Hogan. It looked nothing like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, it's like the description was almost there.
Yeah. No,
that was like a bunch of 80s wrestlers combined riding a Segway.
Right, a menagerie of 80s. Right. Yeah, I agree. But in any case, but I feel like South Beach and West Hollywood might be similar places.
Very much so.
Getting back to the story, an image circulating online on social media, you could say, described the supposed event in what appears to be a screen capture. And now I'm about to tell the listeners about something I was not aware of, but it was a screen capture of a message sent using what's called Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, ACARS, which is apparently a tool that pilots use to transmit short text-based messages to the ground. Didn't know that existed. But in any case, the message basically said, there's a passenger in seat 13A who is breastfeeding a cat. It will not put the cat back in a carrier in response to the flight attendant. And then it asked that the situation be addressed by another thing that I didn't know existed, but what is called the airline's red coat team upon landing. Now, Delta describes the red coat team as elite airport customer service experts who are, quote, specially trained to handle on-the-stop customer issues.
The red coats are coming, indeed.
Right. Either that, I was like, huh, kind of sounds like a group of communists or something really sinister. Like, maybe they should call them something else.
This is a job for the Redcoats.
Right, call in the Redcoats.
Weeknights on Fox.
Yeah, this is so something like starring Rob Lowe or something. Yeah. But I like it that they use this messaging system and they need to call in the special elite team and that this cat breastfeeding situation falls under on-the-stop customer issues.
Oh, there's so much to unpack on that story, but God, it's so good.
And I'm not done.
Oh, God.
So the woman, apparently how she did it is that the cat was one of those hairless cats.
Of course it was.
I've only seen that on Austin Powers. I've never seen one in real life. But she had it swaddled in a blanket, and so the hairless cat looked like a baby. Reportedly, her shirt was up, and she was... Chad, have you had children? Yes. Have you raised children?
Yes.
Okay, so this might sound familiar, possibly. But her shirt was up, and she was trying to get the cat to latch. And if you've tried to breastfeed a baby, you know what that means. And mm-hmm. and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier. And it didn't sound like the cat wanted to breastfeed because the flight attendant described the cat as screaming for its life. So it sounded like the woman wanted to breastfeed the cat much more than the cat wanted to breastfeed.
Yeah.
Now you might say, well, obviously they snapped into action and they took care of the issue because they called in the Redcoats. But are there any laws or are there any like policies that Delta has that might govern this situation? Turns out there's no laws, not surprisingly, to prohibit mothers from breastfeeding their human babies during a flight. And Delta policy also allows breastfeeding. And their official policy says Delta fully supports a woman's right to breastfeed on board Delta and Delta Connection aircraft and in Delta facilities. Breast pumps are allowed on board, and many airports do offer private lactation rooms or spaces. Now, they're speculating, of course, that this policy does not extend to cats or other animals, that this is limited to humans only. Although the Delta policy also allows pets, including cats, to travel on flights, again, not surprisingly, they're supposed to remain inside their kennels while in Delta boarding areas, the airport lounge, and while on board the aircraft. So none of that is a surprise. Now, I don't know if you've followed any of the stories, Chad, about emotional support animals.
Yes.
So in recent months, or even the last few years, airlines have had to deal with a number of issues related to what people are calling emotional support animals. So most airlines around the world, as a result of some really bizarre situations, have also recently tightened policies on emotional support animals after a series of incidents involving passengers demanding that creatures like peacocks, ferrets, horses, ducks, and snakes be allowed to accompany them.
Not allowed this week, but monkeys are, because it is National Monkey Day coming up this week.
That's correct. So you could take all the monkeys you want onto an airplane, but none of these other animals.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey? Bare Naked Lady said that.
Oh, boy. That's a conversation. That's a much longer conversation. The short answer is no, but I'll explain maybe some other time. But gotcha. But I was surprised to learn this, my good man, is that, in fact, not only has Delta cracked down on emotional support animals, they don't allow them at all anymore, following a new rule from the Department of Transportation that states the animals do not qualify as service animals, a category that includes only trained dogs. So they went from tolerating some of these situations to completely shutting down emotional support animals altogether.
Shut it down.
Unfortunately, ma'am, you cannot breastfeed your cat on board the airplane.
Put it back in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
And put your shirt on.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Chad, on any future flights. We've got Christmas coming up. If you plan to travel for the holidays,
don't breastfeed.
You can take your cat. You just can't breastfeed your cat. So I'm sorry to ruin your Christmas.
No, it's fine.
And with that, Chad, I'm sorry to say, but we do not have time for our next story.
Man.
I know. But I do have a headline if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Man tosses his penis out of car window during car chase with police.
Yeah, we can skip that one.
No. We will make every possible effort to get to that story in a future episode.
Maybe next week, or when I'm not here.
I'm going to invite you back on the show and not tell you, and then I'm going to sprig that story on you.
Oh, sweet Jesus. All right. No, that's fine.
All right, well, with that, Chad, you got some birthdays for us?
Yes, I've got a whole slew of celebrity birthdays happening this week.
Yes.
We're going to kick it off. We're going to kick it off with everybody's emo sweetheart, Billie Eilish, turns 20 years old. Mm. Or as I like to call her, William Eyelash.
I like that.
Yeah, William Eyelash turns 20. Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, turns 32. Christina Aguilera, let me say it in English. There it is. 41 years old. Katie Holmes Little Miss Goldie Hawn, 43 years old.
Wait, what?
Jamie Foxx.
Wait, pause. Goldie Hawn? What?
Goldie Hawn. Katie Holmes is, who am I thinking of? Who's Goldie Hawn's kid? Kate Hudson. Jesus. Okay. Hi, I'm Chad. Welcome to This Week Today. We're talking celebrity birthdays. Katie Holmes, former Katie Cruz. Is that one right? I don't know.
Yeah. Escape Scientology. No.
There you go.
You're right.
She escaped, mm-hmm. but didn't escape me and my brain. 43 years old for Katie Holmes. Good job. Keep it up. I'm glad you gave up your superpowers to be free. Speaking of superpowers, Jamie Foxx is 54.
Wow.
Who's in the new Spider-Man movie, allegedly. No, he's totally in the previews, but we don't do spoilers here. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the guy that everybody says, hey, you look like Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, I look like a nondescript bald guy with a goatee. So Stone Cold Steve Austin's 57 years old. Brad Pitt is 58. Steve Buscemi, 64 years old. Ray Liotta is 67. Steven Spielberg will be turning 75. Eugene Levy, Johnny Rose himself from Schitt's Creek, 75 also. And Keith Richards is 78 years old, allegedly. Pope Francis is 85 years old. Dick Van Dyke is 96. And Bob Barker is 98 years old.
Unbelievable, huh?
Remember to get your cats spayed or neutered.
Yeah, spayed and neutered them. Just don't breastfeed them.
Yes. Spay and neuter your pets. Don't breastfeed them. Unless they're monkeys. And only on Monkey Day with a pathologist pal.
And a plunger on your head.
Yeah. In a gingerbread house.
Yes. Right. So if you have all of those criteria, then you can breastfeed a monkey.
And you're a twin.
And you have to be a twin.
And not on a Delta Airlines flight.
And covered in mud.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about some born this week, but now dead?
All right. Thank you, Clay Groves. That's right. I have two people that were born on this day, but are now dead. First, old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, died in 1998 at the age of 83. Today, he would have been 103. And Joseph Stalin, who died in 1953 at the age of 75. Today, he would have been 143. Mm. And Chad, I have one more thing before we go, if you don't mind.
I would love it.
Are you familiar with the Darwin Awards?
I am.
Well, for those that aren't, the Darwin Awards celebrate the improvement of the human gene pool by honoring those who accidentally removed themselves from it in the most spectacular way possible. And because Christmas is just about 2 weeks away, this is the Christmas edition of Darwin Awards. And here we go. Jason Levitt, age 28, and wife Beth, age 25, were on their way home from picking out their very first Christmas tree together. Suddenly, the tree, which was tied to the roof, began to come loose. So rather than pull over and tighten the tree down again, Jason told his wife, "Honey, grab the wheel." With the cruise set on 65, he climbed halfway out the driver's side window to attempt to secure the tree. I think you know where this is going. It didn't take long before a wintry gust of wind caught him, and he went tumbling out of the car. In a panic, Beth tried to control the car, but couldn't keep it from skidding off the road and into a barrel roll. Both of them were killed in the incident.
Wow. There's so much wow in that.
So, congratulations to Jason and his wife, Beth.
Congratulations? Question mark.
Not only did you win a Darwin Award, but you were also, wait for it, Adam, the This Week Today Listeners of the Week. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to both of them. And Chad, yes. That brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
Aw.
Yeah, I know, pal.
That was fun.
Well, before we go, why don't you tell everyone about your show and where to find you?
I am part of the Down to Folk crew, Down to Folk, DTFStories.com, also here on the Podfix Network, where you can listen to the greatest legends, folklore, and fairy tales that you never knew existed because they don't. We make them up every week. And it's all tied together by some creepy audio drama with some robot sounding British dude with a bad attitude and some guy with a booming, creepier voice. But yeah, that's what we do there. It's super fun. And we've had a couple of people from the network chip in and help out. Chris DeVos has helped out. And Keith has been on recently doing my poetry reads because I just did 30 days of poetry reads and checked out and don't want to do them anymore. And I'm also campaigning right now, if I may, Chris, right here. Sorry, Toph, right here. Right here on This Week Today, I would like to invite anyone who is on Twitter to, you don't have to tag me in this or anything. We're trying to start a campaign to cancel DTF stories. Cancel Down to Folk. Hashtag cancel DTF stories, because we say some horrible things on there and I think we need to be canceled. So we're canceling our show. Join the crusade to cancel my own show. We really are trying to do that.
Wow. So if I understand you correctly, you're launching a campaign to cancel your own show.
Yes. Why not?
Okay. Okay. Got it.
It might work. It might work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess good luck with that.
Yeah. There's so much child death. Don't listen to our podcast. I mean, it's highly entertaining and super funny, but so much child death. You shouldn't listen. I mean, you should listen just to hear why I'm saying you shouldn't listen.
Oh yeah, no, it's dreadful and
it's horrible
and horrific, and I wouldn't recommend anybody listen to it. So definitely listen.
No, it's horrible. Don't just. I mean, if you don't believe me, you know, judge it for yourself. But you know, DTFStories.com is the website. You know, or just go to podfixnetwork.com and you can find all of the great shows on the Podfix Network.
Well, and definitely listen before it gets canceled, because it sounds like it's getting canceled.
Yeah, very soon. The sooner the better.
Anything else before we go?
No. I just want to thank you for letting me be a part of the show that I totally knew I was going to be a part of this whole time and didn't think I was going to be on any other Chris's podcast with the Podfix Network. And also, I want to say congratulations on your other endeavor that you're doing, the Armchair Radio podcast. I don't know if you cross promote your other show here, but I'm doing it for you. Congratulations on, I don't know if it's an acquisition or if it's a friend of a friend or what, but I was tickled pink when I heard, Jim Rome on the show. That's huge. I knew him in California. He's awesome. So that's congratulations on that. Yeah, that's all I got for you, man. Just keep up the good work. And I really enjoy all of your endeavors. Does that sound corny? Probably.
No. That's very kind of you to say, and I appreciate it. And I was thrilled to have you on the show today. So thank you for filling in for Adam.
That's fine. You know, and if Adam ever gets arrested for breastfeeding a cat on a flight, then, you know, I'm just, you know, how to get a hold of me.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
But again, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for making time for us, and we're thrilled to have you.
Yep.
Some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @Podfix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rood for our custom logo. For my guests, Chad Brockrader, I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Thanks, everybody. Till next time.
This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network.